Low snap thrown out into the flat for McMorris. Cuts back against the grain and is dropped before he gets to midfield. About a five-yard completion. Second and five upcoming.
I think Kearney knows when those are coming now. They've run that play about 15 times tonight. It's worked very well for them. Of course, they had the long catch and run for the touchdown, but Kearney, as of late, has really shut that play down.
2 minutes remaining in this contest, 28 all here at Bellevue West. A blitz coming off the outside, a run off of that tackle. Here comes Contreras, cuts back, breaks the tackle at the 40, 35-30, and he's dripped up and knocked out of bounds by Aiden Poppy, chasing the play down, and Poppy now cramping along the Bellevue West sideline. And it will be a timeout for the official injury.
Unfortunately for the Bearcats, you called it. Bearcats ran a blitz, and that was Ethan Kowalik coming hard on the blitz. And the play ran right at him, and it ran right past him. There was no one to fill that gap. And unfortunately for the Bearcats, it was a play that went for about 25 yards because of the blitz.
So because of the injury timeout, Bellevue West will come back to their sideline. 1:47 remains in the fourth quarter, 28 all, as Bellevue West is now down inside of the Kearney 25-yard line, just on the north side of that line. Right now, Bellevue West, are they playing for a field goal? Obviously, you want to go for a touchdown, but is there a thought that maybe we try to just burn enough time off?
Man, if you're Bellevue West, I think you got to try and stick it in the end zone. You're going against still a 15 to 20 mile per hour wind. Regardless of how good your field goal kicker is, it's tough to kick against a wind like that unless you get the ball down inside the 10-yard line. Even then, that wind can just push that ball and make it go several different directions. So if you're Bell West, you want to try and get the ball into the end zone. If you're Kearney, I think you still need to blitz and try and put pressure on the Bell West quarterback. There was nothing wrong with blitzing that play. Ethan Kowalik, he did exactly as he was coached. It was just an unfortunate play that happened for the Bearcats.
First down and 10 with Aiden Poppy out of the contest. Daniel Kalen with Contreras in on his right hip pocket. Two receivers on the near side, ball in the right hash. Low snap. Kalen pumps once, now looks down the field towards the end zone, has Kyrell Jordan. Diving catch and a touchdown. Bearcats give up six, a 25-yard touchdown toss to Kyrell Jordan from Daniel Kalen, and that is why you buy a ticket here on Thursday nights. A beautiful connection and touchdown toss, and the Thunderbirds lead 34-28.
Here's the thing, Jack Dahlgren did not have bad coverage by any stretch of the imagination on that play. As a matter of fact, he had really, really good coverage. Unfortunately for him, there was a better catch made underneath him. It was a perfect pass, perfect catch. Jack Dahlgren did nothing wrong on that play.
The point after attempt is blocked, and it is up in the air, which does leave an opportunity here for Kearney. Xander Ruling flies through the line, and Thunderbirds now lead 34-28, and you can still feel the nerves here from the Bellevue West fans. 1:40 remains in the fourth quarter. Bearcats trailing 34-28. This is Kearney High Football on KGFW.com.
This is Kearney High Football, KGFW.
A four-play drive that goes 80 yards for Bellevue West ends in a 25-yard touchdown toss as the PAT is blocked by Ruling. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Ford, a miscue comes from Bellevue West.
Yeah, ball goes out of bounds, and that means that the Bearcats will get the ball at the 35-yard line. That's huge. That's 15 yards further than if they'd have kicked it into the end zone.
A lot of Nebraska football fans would tell you how much a kick out of bounds can mean at the end of a contest.
Yes, indeed.
Ball at placed at the Kearney 35-yard line. Some extra pressure looks to come off the edge for Bellevue West. Cornerbacks are lined up, pressing the receivers for Kearney. Traven Beckman in at shotgun. Two receivers to his right. Beckman steps back, fires an out route. It is caught by Kowalik in the flat, and two Thunderbirds are there to wrap up the play for minimal yardage, no gain. And it's a no-yard pass that time for Kowalik. That play's been there the previous drives, not this time.
And the Bearcats still with two timeouts. They're going to huddle. You got to wonder when they're going to go no huddle and speed this game up.
Well, you have to think that Coach Kuhl knows exactly what he's doing, that he's practiced this with his team, but right now they've just burned off an extra 15 seconds of time. 70 seconds remain in the contest, and there should be a false start, and it comes. False start as three Bearcats took off flying down the field from their skill positions, and the ball hadn't yet to be snapped back from Trent Bisher.
They're trying to hurry, and sometimes that happens. Everybody is a little bit jittery because you're trying to hurry. Now they have time to get everybody set, everybody settled. Get a ball down the field. You got the wind behind you. Got plenty of time. There's a minute six to go. I realize you're back at your 31, but there's plenty of time here.
It's only the third penalty against Kearney so far in this contest. Bearcats now at second and 14, ball at the 31-yard line. Clock is still rolling. There's less than 60 seconds to play. They're subbing out late as now a chest-high snap drops back. Beckman looks down the middle of the field. Dander Ruling's wide open at the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15. No way. 5, touchdown. Bearcats tie the game on a 69-yard touchdown pass. No way. My goodness. Magic at Bellevue West. The Bearcats strike gold again.
He found the seam and was wide open. No one picked him up. It was zone coverage by Bellevue West. And now the Bearcats are an extra point away from taking the lead with 40 seconds to play.
40 seconds remain, fourth quarter. Tie game currently at 34 apiece. And this extra point to take the lead from Jake Krotzel. Krotzel looks back at the sideline. Play clock has not started yet. 34-34. Extra point away. That PAT block by Xander Ruling, so important here.
Xander Ruling with the block and then the huge play for the touchdown.
Krotzel came into today 13 of 14 on extra points. Here's the snapback. The kick is up and it is good. The Bearcats take the lead with 40 seconds remaining in the contest. Don't turn away now, folks. The Thunderbird offense is next on KJ.